Hello, everybody. Can I get your attention, please? Welcome. I'm Titus Sermon, the CEO. And today is one of my favorite days, graduation, of course. On our way here, I saw one of our billboards. How many of you have seen them? Oh, quite a few. For those of you who haven't seen them, let me describe them to you. They show a dog wearing one of our blue coats. And next to it, there's a puppy, also in a blue coat, and they both look upward as if they're ready to take off. And the headline says, it's not a coat, it's a cape. And whenever I see that, thank you. When I see that, I do think of superheroes, you know, Superman, Wonder Woman, etc. These all have some things in common with our dogs. They have amazing talents. They use their talents for good and protect and serve. And despite their powers, they must overcome obstacles. And against the odds, they save the day every day. And I can't help but think that what I've just described to you are the dogs here on the stage. They are not wearing capes, they're in harnesses, and their talents were developed by our dedicated trainers instead of superpowers, and by our dedicated puppy raisers. But they still seem pretty heroic, and they're going to protect and serve every student here for as long as they work. These dogs save the day every day for their handlers. And come to think of it, our students are superheroes too. They left the comfort of their home without knowing exactly what they were going to get themselves into. They came to Southeastern Guide Dogs 26 days ago to an unknown environment to meet a dog they had never met before. They went through a lot of work. I imagine that it was harder than they expected. But they are superheroes. They've overcome obstacles. They've inspired us. Today, they're leaving with a new companion, somebody that will serve and protect. I'd like to address the students today, and I just want to say thank you for sharing your experiences with us. We've been honored to have you. Today is not an ending, but rather a beginning, because your journey is beginning and we're going to be by your side as your journey unfolds. And to many of our friends and volunteers and staff who are here today, please know that you're making a big difference. And to me, each of you is a superhero. So thank you very much. And I'm going to turn it over to our trainers. And Rick, are you here? I saw you. Rick, if you'll stand up. I want to mention to you, our director of training is Rick Holden. Rick has been training dogs for almost 40 years. He's very humble. In just a month or so, he's going to achieve his 25th year anniversary with Southeastern Guide Dogs. So congratulations, Rick. One of our trainers for this class, Karen Watson, was unable to join us today due to family obligations. However, we have trainers Marissa Gerlach. Marissa?
Hello.
And Caitlin O'Brien. And Dan, I see, is here to help as well, and I think they have a little surprise for you, so I'll turn it over to Caitlin.
So at every graduation, we like to prepare something for our students to kind of commemorate the journey that they have gone through each class. And Dan is one of our canine care technicians, and he is going to accompany me on this little thing that we have come up with for our students. So we're going to start and got to tell about this class and how they're going to excel. Started way back 4 weeks ago. Students on the ride. Now, you think 2 days is a year. Finally got a match. choice, let me process. Jerry said he's a clown. I said to hold it down. Joe's coat is black and brown. Jim will turn heads around the town. Irene lost her freedom. She couldn't ride her bike. And Jim was on her left with his slick alpha spike. Gabby and Chipper swallowed with their culinary skill. Once much of a job, but once the princess was her will. Carmen and George in here. This team is on his ear. We hope when they go cruising, there's some photos from the pier. See that you don't tarry. That's why he's about to marry. Who knew that independence would be so sweet and hairy? Marty's dog, Kenny, classic gold or his perky. Maybe he was so happy because he found Dash Dash and Jerky. And I know you've got the whole crew. The only thing left to do for us to thank you. Thank you guys all very much for coming. This really wouldn't be possible without all of you. Everyone has had so much to do with the class that is graduating today. So without further ado, I think that we are going to let you guys know what our class's diplomas will look like and get on to reading their bios so you know even more about them. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Marissa, and each student has completed 26 days of training and will be graduating and receiving their diploma framed. The top, it says Southeastern Guide Dogs. It is our logo, and it will have their name with their guide dog's name. Has successfully completed the required training course for a guide dog team from Southeastern Guide Dogs, Inc., which is a recognized and chartered guide dog school. This diploma is hereby presented on the second day of February 2012, signed by Rick Holden, Director of Training, and Titus Herman, the CEO.
All right, and now for the stand-up portion of our program. No, just kidding. I'm Jennifer. I'm the Public Relations Specialist here at Southeastern, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about each student. First up is Mary C.W., Busy Times Ahead. Mary, no stranger to retinitis pigmentosa. She watched her father, brother, and sister lose their vision to this incurable, progressive genetic condition. As her condition worsened, she learned Braille and gained skills with a cane, and then her mobility instructor recommended a guide dog. Leery at first, Mary resisted the idea, but when she found herself single again, she knew she needed independence, and she wanted to feel safe. Speaking with a Southeastern Guide Dogs graduate became her turning point. "It was the best thing I ever did," shared the graduate. "You should do it too." Mary visited an open house, asked lots of questions, and tried walking with one of the guide dogs. "People are so friendly here," Mary shared. "It was overwhelming." When Mary arrived for training, she was matched with a gorgeous Labrador named CW. The pair quickly bonded, and Mary realized how much she was going to enjoy life with a guide. "He keeps me busy," she said. "His schedule is important, and that's good for me, too. He's giving me structure, so I'm not depressed or lonely. I have a lot to look forward to." Mary,
I almost didn't come when I got the call from Southeastern Guide Dogs. I was a little nervous and afraid. I didn't know what to expect. And then Susie called me and she said, "Are you ready to come?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know what to do." She said, "Everybody feels the same way you do." She said, "You'll know when you come if it's for you after you've been here a few weeks." When they matched me with this dog, and I picked up this handle for the first time and I went walking with him, it was something that I can't explain to you. It was like being free, walking with him. And I know we have a lot of road to cover, CW and I. And I want to thank Southeastern very, very much for making it possible for me.
Next up is Mike and Matt for Christmas Independence. Mike's vision was bad enough with severe nearsightedness, but 10 years ago, macular degeneration began affecting his left eye. 5 years ago, it struck his right eye but stabilized for a time. Then in 2010, his condition deteriorated so much that he could no longer drive. At first, Mike learned navigation skills at the Lighthouse for the Blind. When his orientation and mobility instructor suggested he might benefit from a guide dog, Mike applied to Southeastern Guide Dogs. "It was my Christmas present," Mike said after hearing the news in December of his acceptance into the school. He arrived at Southeastern in January, where trainers matched him with an affectionate black lab named Matt. "Mike is looking forward to renewed independence. I want to get out and be functional," he shared. "I want to be able to go places by myself. He has plans to continue his college education and in the meantime volunteers at the local police athletic league where he tutors at-risk youth. So it would seem Mac would have some volunteering ahead of him too. All right, and moving on to Jared Denny, speeding up. Jared grew up believing she was a klutzy little girl because frequently fell and tripped. It wasn't until she was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa that she realized poor vision was to blame. When Jared first came to Southeastern Guide Dogs, she was matched with slow-moving Daylin, who was the perfect match for her cautious pace. Now that she has come back from a second dog, Jerry has been matched with energetic Denny. It seems that Daylin helped her confidence, so now she has a much faster pace. Jerry vividly remembers life before either guide dog. "Girls, can one of you slow down so I don't get lost?" she would call to her two daughters. She also remembers the day she returned from Southeastern for the first time and taking her girls to the airport restroom. "Mom, slow down, we can't keep up," they called her. She looks forward to taking lovable Denny home. "I'll be able to go out independently and not feel restrained when I'm out walking," she said. Her 7 and 11-year-old girls are excited to welcome him home, too. But she'll miss Southeastern Guide Dogs. "This is the most amazing place," Jerry shared. "I love it here."
I just want to thank everybody for everything they do. There's a lot of hard work and time and effort that goes into what y'all provide for us, and without y'all, it couldn't be possible. Thank you.
All right, moving on down the line to Carmen, Georgia, on a mission. Carmen lives life to the fullest. She's worked as a United Methodist pastor for 45 years and serves as one of the pastors for a church of 3,000 members. She keeps a hectic schedule with office hours, teaching classes, counseling, and overseeing a recovery ministry. She raised 3 children, has 5 grandchildren, and now lives alone after her husband moved to an assisted living facility. Unexpected complications from back surgery took her sight, but strong spirit helped her overcome a lifelong fear of dogs, and in 2003 she met Earl, her first Southeastern guide dog. Earl served faithfully for over 8 years, and when he recently passed away, Carmen reluctantly picked up her cane. Carmen wasted no time in applying for her second guide dog and was recently matched with a fabulous male yellow lab named Georgia. "I'm so excited," she shared. "Georgia has turned my world right side up again. I needed a dog to get me where I'm going. I needed one that can be up and moving in the public eye or can be quiet in a classroom. Georgia is excellent. What a wonderful ambassador for Southeastern Guide Dogs."
I want to thank Southeastern Guide Dogs for all that you do. It seems like there are many pieces of the puzzle, like breeding and puppy raising and trainers, chefs, housekeeping staff, administrative staff, funding, volunteers, all those things are like these pieces of the puzzle that on a day like this come together to produce a complete picture as we have now graduated and are ready to meet the world in our own homes with greater independence and mobility. And so I thank you for all of those elements. And I want to especially thank our training team. Y'all have just been fantastic. Your boundless energy, your patience with us, your interest in each of us in helping us get ready to be good guide dog handlers and be able to live life to the fullest just means a whole lot, and I want to thank all of you. And to my classmates, I want to say it's been great getting to know all of you, and I wish for each one of you the very, very best in your future. I'm excited to go home now. My first guide dog made a tremendous difference in my life. He was amazing, and I know Georgia is going to do that as well, as he is going to be a wonderful guide and a loving companion. So thank you very much.
Seems that Flora and Kimmy are kind of taking up some space here, so I'll be right here in front of Shelly. Next up is Michelle and Flora, 2 peas in a pod. Michelle, otherwise known as Shelly, recently met Flora, a spunky black lab, and her third guide from Southeastern Guide Dogs. You know how parents say to teenagers, "I hope you have a kid just like you," she joked? Well, I've got my dog, and she's just like me. Sensitive, but a little strong-willed and stubborn. Shelly lost her vision to retinopathy of prematurity, and due to other factors related to her condition, Southeastern was one of the only schools that accepted her. They are so supportive here, she shared. They give chances to people who need chances, and they help find a dog that matches you. Southeastern is a great place, and Flora is a great dog. Shelly looks forward to taking Flora home to her apartment in Port Orchard, Washington. You heard that right, Washington, as in the state of Washington. After the long trip home, Shelly's looking forward to being able to go out independently and also being able to walk with more speed, as she had to slow down considerably in between dogs. Back home, where Shelly volunteers as a reading tutor, there's a classroom full of first graders who can't wait to meet Flora, too. She'll definitely gain experience as a reading dog. And moving on over to Mark and Kenny, unexpected ability. On an Easter morning in Afghanistan, Marty Beybody bore the unforgiving shrapnel of a grenade. That unwelcome surprise left him totally blind, a hard and tiresome price paid for the priceless freedoms we Americans wake up to every day. Marty first heard about Paws for Patriots, the Southeastern Guide Dog program serving veterans, from a fellow soldier and friend. When he arrived on campus to train with his dog, he wasn't sure what to expect and was surprised to discover the dog's abilities. Of his new Golden Door guide, Kenny, Marty shared, "I expected him to be a smart dog, but I was surprised at just how smart. I'm amazed at how much I already depend on him to find the door and find the chair. It seems like he's always anticipating what we'll do next. He seems to be one step ahead of me." Kenny will go home and be welcomed into Marty's expanding family of his wife and children ages 5, 12, and 15, a baby on the way, two older kids, and two dogs. Marty plans to return to work in the future, and one of his goals is to learn to cross D.C. on the metro to be able to get to his office. Looks like Marty and Kenny have many adventures to share together.
I'd like to thank Southeastern Guide Dogs for everything they've done. This has been great, especially Karin, the head trainer, Marissa, and most importantly, the budding rap star, Caitlin, who definitely has a real talent. Also, Mr. Irvin Soboroff, who made it possible that I was here to get this guy done. Thank you very much.
Jimbo, safety at last. And a little kiss for me, too. Irene is alone since her husband passed away 15 years ago. She's faced incredible challenges in her lifetime, including a brain surgery that left her legally blind. Except she didn't know she was legally blind. She just knew she was different, viewing the world in a way similar to tunnel vision, but with more periphery. Irene coped for years, but when her doctor finally used the words legally blind, she began to explore her options. After researching online, she eventually applied to Southeastern Guide Dogs and arrived on our Palmetto campus. "I should have done this years ago," Irene confessed as she hugged Jumbo, her beautiful new Labrador guide dog. "I was scared to death to come here. I was scared to leave home. I didn't know how great it would be." When Irene returns back home, she looks forward to being able to cross her busy neighborhood streets, except this time without her normal fear. "This dog makes me feel safe." "Safe," she sighed deeply as if relieved. After being alone for so long, she's also thrilled about having a companion. "I feel like somebody loves me."
Thank you.
Up next, we've got Jim and Joe. Four! Jim was the first to tell you he's had a good life so far. At 76 and full of joy, he recently met his new guide dog, Joe, an unusually marked black lab with beautiful, rare tan coloring. Jim and Joe are already bonding, although Jim tears up when he talks about his previous Southeastern guide dog, Casey. Joe has some big shoes to fill, according to Jim's glowing reports about Casey, but Joe has already proven himself in the most important area, the golf course. Despite Jim's vision loss from macular degeneration, he still manages to swing a club. So one of the first tests Joe had to pass was behaving well on the course, and he passed with flying colors. After a career in construction, Jim likes the outdoors and looks forward to staying active with Joe. I'm a walker, Jim shared. I always feel secure with a guide dog. I like to be independent. Jim loves to talk to friends and family about his dog and about the incredible experiences he's had with Southeastern. I'm getting more kisses. I couldn't have scripted this thing any better, he said, of the transition between Casey and Joe. I've learned so much from the different trainers. It has been an unbelievable ride for me.
Sitting up here today filled with pride and joy, you know, to go through the school, come out with a dog like this one. Sadness, my wife's in the hospital, and Connor couldn't be here today, my trainer. So I wish both of those could be here to witness the story that's told about these heroic people up here. I've experienced a lot of good things with these ones that are sitting up here, and each one has a story to tell. You know, you can't imagine the feelings that go with this. I'm blessed with a good family, great wife, good friends. I thank God daily for my situation and to experience the things that I have through Southeastern. I've come to the conclusion that you have to, the only way you can get hired there is to have a smile on your face. people are so good, so kind, helpful, you name it. Southeastern does it all. And no one has said this, but I'm going to tell, they were rated recently or in the near past that they were the number one nonprofit organization in the United States. And sit up here and talk all day about people, the volunteers. Thank you all, and God bless you all.
And last but not by no means least, Gabrielle and Jock, cooking with gas. 22-year-old Gabrielle has been blind since the age 3 from the effects of a brain tumor on her optic nerve. But it hasn't stopped her from reaching for her dreams. Before meeting her new guide dog, Gabrielle experienced a bit of local fame. She inspired many by graduating from Manatee Technical Institute with a culinary arts degree, and now she has plans to open her own catering business, aptly named Blind Ambitions. She knows her way around the commercial kitchen better than many sighted people. While students are eligible to receive a guide dog as young as 18, Gabrielle waited until now to apply to Southeastern because of her love for her family dog. She didn't want to introduce another dog into the house when her pet had such an alpha personality. When her dog passed away, she knew it was time. So now she has come to Southeastern and has been paired with a wonderful black lab named Jock. Before arriving at Southeastern, Gabrielle didn't realize that independence could be found at the end of the harness. I'm already realizing I can go a lot more places and do a lot more traveling, she said after training for a few weeks with Jock. I'm planning to walk to the grocery store by myself with him. We bet there are a lot of people waiting to taste the fruits of that trip to the grocery store.
I thank Southeastern Guide Dogs for all the hard work they do in training these dogs and giving me a wonderful job like Jock. And it will help me go more places and do more things, and especially in my catering business. Thank you.
What a difference we're making, and we're so inspired by our graduating class. I'd like to proudly introduce you to class number 209. Lunch will be served next, and then you will have an opportunity to hear from one of our graduates who, together with his wonderful guide dog, has been out and about doing lots of things for the past 5 years. So please enjoy your meal, and we'll introduce you to our next guest speaker very shortly. About 5 years ago, April 2007 to be exact, Chris McNamee left our campus with his guide, Max. They've never looked back except to ask, how can we help? Chris has been a great supporter for Southeastern Guide Dogs, a great example of working diligently to create an effective team. We're also very proud and thrilled to welcome Chris to the board of directors coming this March and look forward to his input and leadership. But for now, Chris is going to share some of the difference that Max has made into his life. And joining Chris is Lynn, who also will share what a difference Max has made to the entire family. So it's my pleasure to introduce Chris McNamee.
For those kind words. Can anybody hear me okay? What a pleasure and an honor to be able to address you today and the graduating class. I just congratulate you. I also want you to know 5 years ago we didn't have a chaperone, so I hope you we got by on a lot of white bread and cut meat, but. In all seriousness, Titus and the crew have made a tremendous amount of changes, positive changes to the school, and it really has taken it up another notch. So I thank you, Titus, and the school and the board for all the changes you've made to make the school just a wonderful place to be away from home for 26 days. a little bit about my story. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I was born with it, and began losing my vision in a more serious fashion until 1993, when I became legally blind and was no longer able to drive. And I missed driving, don't get me wrong, but I was still a confident pedestrian. I could walk independently and get to where I needed to be and do the things I needed to do quite well and safely. But as the decade went on into 2003, 2004, my vision continued to deteriorate to the point where I needed to travel with a cane. And Kane and I, lots of people travel with a cane, but I was never a happy cane traveler, and it just didn't give me the same independence and the same sense of security that I had prior to having better vision. And that was typified by the fact that I was at a business meeting one day in an unfamiliar area, and I walked dead smack into a pillar and ended up having to go to the ER and get some stitches in my eye. What hurt worse was my ego. You know, it was not something that you wanted to do. And I knew this it was not. I needed to find something different to aid in my mobility and my independence. So I sought out research on guide dog schools, and I found Southeastern Guide Dogs. And I called and spoke with a wonderful, wonderful woman who became a very good friend of ours, Rita Principale. And Rita was very encouraging and took my history, talked about my medical condition, and concluded the call with the comment, Chris, you really could benefit from a guide dog. We have one here for you. You just need to come down here and meet him. So we did, and as Titus said, I was in the April class of 2007 and was paired up with Max. And I remember sitting in this graduation ceremony, excited, nervous. I had never had a dog in my life. I'm certainly not a large breed dog. And I was a little nervous about taking care of him, but I was really, you know, excited, I guess, to test what it was going to do for me. And so as soon as we got out of class, I wanted to put him to the test. And so we went to a little strip mall, Lynn had some errands to run, and I needed to mail something, and I knew there'd be one of those blue U.S. Postal mailboxes somewhere. So I just told Max, find a mailbox. and off he took, and we walked past storefront, and all of a sudden he just turned right, zoom, boom. I was standing in front of a blue minnow box, and people started clapping. I had no idea we were right in the middle of an outdoor cafe, and they were dining, could hear me coming, Max behind the mailbox. And so they were waiting to see if he was on the line. And it was quite simple when they did, but more importantly for me, it reassured me that this was going to be pretty cool, that Max was going to restore what I was looking for, and independence and safe mobility for myself. So over the next 5 years, we've been on a number of adventures. One of the very first things we did together, Ben and I and Max, was to travel to Seattle, and Max helped me walk my daughter down the aisle. And just this past May, we got to we have two daughters. Our second daughter got married, and Max again helped me to walk her down the aisle. This time it was in Italy. So Max was able to help me travel internationally. And really, really proud to say that we're on a plane for 11 hours from Miami to Madrid. And as we were deplaning, there was a couple just two seats behind us. The wife turned to her husband and said, "Honey, did you know there was a dog on the plane?" Max did this for 11 hours, out of harness, so he would be comfortable and I would be comfortable. He sat at my feet. He was appropriately water rationed and food rationed so he could handle the international flight. For the next 3 weeks, we traveled all over Spain and Italy. We were on the proverbial planes, trains, taxis, subways, buses. We even spent time in Venice, so he was on all the water taxis. We took a private boat ride around the island of Capri, and people that had seen us during that was the week my daughter got married. Oh, there's Max, and he's in so many vacation videos. Sitting up in the bottom of his boat, Regal, and people pointing out the way. In between time, Max has been on rides at Universal. He's helped me through Busch Gardens. We've been on the gondola together. We went through the zoo parks. We've lived life together. He's been able to help me guide me and to be a companion through all of the experiences that Lynn and I have encountered, and I've been able to do it again with a sense of confidence and safety. One of the other things that Max really does, though, is he provides an ambassadorship to the school. One thing a cane doesn't do is attract attention. Nobody comes up and says, "Can I pitch a cane?" When you're traveling with a beautiful guide dog, people come up from all over the place and say, "What a beautiful dog, can I pet your dog?" And it's always an opportunity to educate people on guide dog etiquette. And if I have the time, which is most of the time, I'll take Max's harness off, explaining to them the difference between working and not working. And Max's personality changes immediately. And so he senses what the person we're meeting might need. If it's a toddler, he gets down on his belly, makes himself really small so that the toddler is not afraid, can approach the dog. I've had him face wash numerous little old ladies who just beam, like, you know, I'm like, "Oh, Max, help." No, and I'm just loving on him. But this little story, I think, typifies the ambassadorship, if you will. Just recently, Lynn and I were returning from Seattle to visit our daughter and her family, and we were on a flight from Atlanta to Tampa. And I just seated myself in the aisle, and Lynn was on the middle between us, and Max is out of harness for his comfort, but my feet. And a businessman sat down in the aisle across the street, or across the aisle, excuse me. And he started immediately with, "You know, I was attacked by a Doberman when I was 11. Oh no, this is not going to be good. We're going to have to move." And I respected that, but I was anticipating the next sentence. And I said, "So, well, are you comfortable?" I said, "Yeah. Just hold on to his leash, and you know, I'll be okay." So we started talking. He actually had visible scars on his face from where this dog had mauled him at 11. And as the flight went on, he shared more and more of his story, and he said, "You know, even when my wife and I were first dating, she didn't understand how afraid of dogs I was. And to be funny, we were walking down the city street. She said, 'Here comes a big dog.' And he said, I jumped in the hood of the car." I was that scared. And so, but he's still keeping an eye on Max, and he's watching us kind of interact. And as a short digression, Max is proud enough that he knows the pretzel eating. So he's little, he watches the cart come down the aisle. I don't think anything of it. I get the little bag, and I slip him a pretzel. And Max, you know, takes it, and the guy looked at me and he said, "Can I try that?" And I said, "Sure." And I handed him the whole bag of pretzels. But here's the guy who's attacked by a dog that jumps on cars, and Max didn't lunge, didn't do it. He just sat there calmly, and the guy reached across, and he just licked the pretzel right out of his hand. He beamed like a little boy. He just said, "That was so cool," and proceeded to feed him the rest of the bag. But the really coolest part is, as we're leaving, he said, "You know, I've got two young sons. I don't want them to be afraid of dogs. My wife and I have been talking about getting a little dog. We're getting a lab." So, I thought that was pretty cool. The other thing that people walk away with misperception, we had a stranger come up to me at an airport and ask to visit and pet with Max, and we talked. And so, well, it's good that you have this companion and he helps you, but he's really just a beast of burden. I said, "Oh, no, he's not." For starters, Max loves to work, absolutely loves to work. In 5 years, he's never been left home alone for anything. He goes wherever we go, wherever I'm going, he follows. He beats us to the car. He's sitting by the door, wagging his tail, "Where are we going today?" "I may be just going to get the mail." He's sitting by the car door, "Where are we going to go?" Secondly, he plays hard. Max is a Kong addict. For those of you who don't know, Kong is a little odd-shaped ball that bounces erratically, and Max loves his Kong. If I don't get him out when he thinks it's necessary, he brings the Kong, puts it into my lap, looks at the Kong, looks at me, looks at the Kong, what's taking so long, what don't you know. Max had a hard time adjusting to daylight savings time because he normally ran after he ate at 5, and now it's dark, and so I'm trying to even run ahead of time. 6:37 o'clock, I'm wanting to go out and run, so we've been throwing the Kong in the dark. Now he's still fine. So Max is very happy, happy to work, happy to play. He's a great ambassador, and certainly for me in my life, he's restored my independence, my confidence to walk and safely traverse this great world that we live in. And we're very, very blessed to be impacted by Southeastern Guide Dogs, and all of those of you who have supported the school, I thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Some of my, you know, what it's like to live with someone who has a guide dog, or, you know, what I see in it. So I'm just going to share a couple of my observations. But first, I'd like to put some things into context. And that is, imagine getting a phone call from someone saying, you know, "You just won a sweepstakes. You win a month-long vacation, a tropical vacation. You're going to have airfare and hotel, and all your meals and beverages are included. You can bring a companion." And, I mean, wouldn't we all do that? That sounds exciting. We would love that. But there's one thing you have to do with your eyes closed. This is what folks that have just graduated here today have done. And that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to get here. And that is one of the big things that I see, that I observe. In all the people that work in Southeastern, they either have the courage, the students are coming here, or the people that work here respect what that takes. And so they come to the school, it's scary. The first person that spoke said, "I wasn't sure I wanted to come." And they have no idea what they're going to get. So let me tell you some of what I observe what they get. Besides the free tropical vacation, they give freedom. Get the freedom and independence to do what they want to do when they want to do it, not holding onto somebody's arm, not waiting for someone to drive them. This is one of the greatest gifts, and it's just a different type of freedom than depending on another person. It's you know, your guide dog is your team. It's not somebody else's life and agenda. You also get dignity. And the thing that I see, and what I see with my husband and Max, and as he said, I know that some people that are blind or visually impaired travel with a cane, or they've got different systems at work. And I don't think that a lot of the public respects the cane the way that they should. And it's quite primitive. But when you have a guide dog, all you people that are leaving here today with your dog, you are a rock star. People love working dogs. They love the idea of a working dog. We go places, it's like parting the Red Sea. It's just a whole different gig. And, you know, we're quite popular, actually. So you get freedom, and you get dignity, and then you also get the companion that was promised in the sweepstakes. You get the companion. The companion's a dog, of course. But you are going to fall in love with this dog. You're going to fall in love with this dog. As Chris said, we never had a dog. I'm the oldest of seven children. My father, my parents had the forthrightness to understand we can't add a dog to this mix. Chris is in the middle, six kids. We just didn't grow up with dogs. And so in our married life with our three kids, we never had a dog either. And so we just did not understand how much joy they bring to your life, aside from being the guide dog team, just how much joy you get from this dog. So this is what they get: freedom and dignity and a companion, and you're going to have a blast. The other thing that I wanted to share was a piece of advice that I got inadvertently from a trainer on a day very much like today. It was graduation. Chris's class, we had the lunch or presentation or whatever. One of the gentlemen in Chris's class had a young family. And so he was leaving with his wife and two or three small kids. And the dog was kind of, you know, looking around, looking over his shoulder and counting heads and just kind of being in charge like herding working dogs do. And one of the trainers noticed that and said, remember, your dog needs to know who's its master, who he's working for, who he's responsible for. And so I thought to myself right away, I am not going to ruin this dog the first week. I know Chris had been here for 28 days and had learned all the terminology and everything, but I didn't know anything about it. And I thought, you know what, I got a chance to raise my three kids. I'm not going to wreck the training of this dog. And so we went left the school and stayed on Anna Maria for 2 months, and I literally did not address Max. I didn't pet him. I didn't hold his leash. I did nothing. And about 2 months after Chris got Max, Chris would get up in the morning, Max sleeps on the floor next to his bed, and he'd get up and he'd walk around the master bed and he'd walk into the master bathroom, and Max walked around the bed and he tapped me with his nose. Three or four days, and he just got in and tapped. Well, then he started like tapping you like really hard, you know, so it was like a wet, cold sponge puppy nose. And you know, what he was saying was, I know that you're part of this gig and you're in. You know, I love you, you're in, I know who my boss is, you're okay. And so, you know, what I want to share with you is that the dog will let you know. And they're very smart, they're very intuitive, they love to work, they love their job, they can separate what's family and what's life and let you know. And honestly, as a sidebar, if I knew then what I knew now, I probably would have raised those three kids, leash trained them. It works, right? Kudos to Rick and the whole team. Anyway, thank you so much for having us. We're so honored whenever we're invited to a graduation, because it's just such an amazing day. We're so happy for all of you who have gotten your new dogs. You're going to have a blast, an amazing life. Go out and conquer the world.
Coming, please enjoy the rest of your dessert, and thank you again for sharing in this celebration with our graduates. Enjoy the rest of your day.